It's cloudy and 65 degrees in Nashville. We do, though, expect it to be a sunny day with a high in the low 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Coaches at Tennessee State University are raising concerns about the school's athletic director, Mickey Allen. The Tennessean reports six of them delivered a letter of no confidence to TSU's president last week. Topics included in the letter include allegations of inconsistent communication and lack of operational transparency, uneven allocation of resources and support among programs, and lack of clear departmental vision. Those who signed the letter include men's basketball coach Nolan Smith and football coach Reggie Barlow. President Dwayne Tucker declined to weigh in, but says the administration is taking the letter seriously. Potential homebuyers may no longer have access to thousands of property listings in Nashville on Zillow. The real estate company is in dispute with RealTrax, a listing service in Nashville, over licensing agreements. Here's why. Zillow implemented new standards regarding what homes could appear on its websites. One of the changes is about private listings. It's often done for celebrities or prominent individuals who may not want everyone to know that their home is on the market. RealTrax originally planned to remove access to Zillow yesterday, but has extended that until next Monday to allow negotiations to continue. Since the pandemic, millions of parishioners have left the church. But when a megachurch pastor hangs up his robe, it's not to be taken lightly. And that's exactly what Jim Palmer did. He's now a deconstructionist, someone who reevaluated his faith by separating the teachings of Jesus from modern-day Christian culture. Palmer joined our midday talk show, This is Nashville, to highlight some of the glaring issues that plague many churches.
There is a loss of trust in organized religion that has eroded over time. The church responds to this by making cosmetic changes. I think the burden is on religion to make that connection to the human person based on what they feel that they need or that they struggle with.
You can catch the entire conversation with Jim Palmer in the This is Nashville podcast feed or at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news at NPR station 90.3 WPLN News. We've got a news story that is looking at what came before the news, how we got to the point where we are. It's called The Backstory, and you can find that anytime at WPLN.org.